I'm Kim.
And I'm Danae. Welcome to Mysterious Mavens Podcast.
We are a true crime podcast, but we also like spooky things. And most of all, what do we like? What
is this?
Self-care for yourself.
Ooh, I like that. I like the ending of that. Yeah. It's really punctual.
Thank you. You punctuated
that.
Thank you. What did you do for self-care?
This week for self-care, I've just been like going to yoga a lot. Honestly, it's been really nice because I can actually move, and it's like I'm seeing like all my friends, and it's just like nice to be part of the community.
You needed to go back to yoga.
Yeah,
I think. And you know, it wasn't easy at first with like the baby, but yeah. Now you're like,
now I'm in like a good groove, and it feels good. So
yeah.
I've been trying to hit the studio like 3 to 5 times a week, and it's been really fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Getting those endorphins. What about you? What have you been doing?
This week, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff that's happened. I'm like trying to think. I went to a new restaurant with Keith, this Ooh. Mexican restaurant called Casa Vallarta.
Is it good?
Yeah, it's really good. And it's like price-wise, it's like down the street from us.
Okay, nice.
Well, it's not really down the street. I wouldn't like triangulate the situation that much. But it's really good. It's really inexpensive too. I mean, their margaritas are crazy, but like...
Were they good margs?
Oh my God, they're so good.
What one did you get?
I just got the house.
Okay.
Not anything like crazy. Right. I usually like to go with mango, but I just got the house and it was really nice.
That's good. When they can make a good house margarita, then it's like, you know, that's legit.
Yeah, it was everything I needed.
Nice. Well, what are you going to tell me about today?
Okay, so this was actually sent in by Tressa. I was going to do another story, and the story that I was doing, I was not very interested in. And then to our Instagram, Tressa sent us like a suggestion, and I kind of looked into it and I was like, okay.
All right.
So this is like the disappearance, because I've been on a kick, of Joe, Pitchler.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard of this.
Okay. Yeah. I messaged her back. I'm like, I've literally never heard of this.
Huh.
So okay. it's a interesting one. It's not super long, but it's definitely like, huh.
Okay.
All right. So Joe Pitchler was born February 14th, 1987. He was a Valentine's Day baby in Bremerton, Washington. Have you ever been to Bremerton?
I feel like one of my cousins lives there.
Maybe. Yep. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we went to a wedding in Bremerton. It didn't last. And Bremerton's kind of like on the outskirts of Seattle, and it's kind of like this quaint little town. And I just remember, like, before we started dating, Keith was telling me, because I love Bloody Marys, like, that's one of my things. And Keith was telling me about this, like, Bloody Mary stop, like, place in Bremerton. And then I was like, are you going to take me there one day? And Keith's like, yeah.
Oh, sure.
Yep, I'll take you there. And he actually ended up taking me there. It was really good. So that's what I think of Bremerton, is like that Bloody Mary place. It's called The Garage. If you live in Bremerton, go to it. Anyways, back to Joe. So Joe was the fourth of five kids in this family, and he found a love of acting at the age of 4.
Aww.
Which is like incredibly young to find a passion, but I think that's great.
Yeah.
So like that was something at 4 he was like, that's what I want to do.
Wow. Okay.
How many people at a young age, like, I mean, who's like, everyone's like, I want to be an astronaut. And then like 6 months later, you're like, I want to be a zoologist, you know?
Yeah.
But he actually really wanted to be an actor, and he's kind of stuck with it.
A little cutie.
So he was just doing like little parts here and there, like local theater. I don't, like, not anything like movie or whatever.
Okay.
And he, at the age of 6, started doing commercials for department stores in Seattle.
Aww.
I don't remember the name of it. They did say it, but I kept rewinding it, and I just couldn't catch the name. It was like, and then he did commercials for Hush. And I'm like, Hush, I love that place.
They've got great deals.
So, yeah, the best deals. So he ended up moving to LA, which...
As you do when you want to be an actor.
It's smart if you want to do acting. Like, that's, yeah. You know, New York or LA is kind of where you go when you want to do that. In his first big role that maybe you've heard of, maybe you haven't, it was in 1996, and it was a movie called The Fan, which starred Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro. Have you heard of this movie?
No.
We need to watch it. So, yeah, I'll tell you the plot of it. I actually, when I was little, I was at my elementary school bestie's house, mm-hmm. and her parents were watching it.
Oh.
So that's why I remember it. I remember, like, the part at the end. Yeah, so I just remember, I was like, what movie is this? And I was, like, young, and they were like, The Fan.
And I was like,
oh, cool. So essentially, I don't know if Robert De Niro or Wesley Snipes is the baseball player. I'm assuming it was Wesley Snipes was a baseball player. And Robert De Niro became obsessed with him.
Oh.
And he was just like... And
oh, fan, like a... You're a fan of someone.
The Fan, yes.
Okay, I was so, thinking like a fan, like
ceiling fan.
A ceiling fan.
He actually put a fan in the bedroom and it went great. It was really Academy Award winning. So anyway, so Wesley Snipes, I think, it could be reversed. Sorry if it's reversed. I haven't seen it, but I was like, we should watch it because it's a thriller. So essentially, Wesley Snipes plays baseball and it's his like last season. He's getting up there in age. Robert De Niro's obsessed with him. He's a big fan of his. And people are starting to outplay Wesley Snipes. So I think Robert De Niro, like, either kills a teammate or a rival person so okay. he can do better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's excessive.
So, I don't know. It sounds really good. It was, like, a pretty popular movie.
But you remember the end?
I remember kind of the end.
Okay.
Where, like, he's like, no, don't do this. Why are you doing this? You know, the... Oh. Yeah.
Sure.
So, yeah. So that's that movie. It sounds like we should scary. Watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
It's almost 30 years old. Isn't that insane?
Jesus.
I know, right? So Joe did a lot of supporting roles. He's more of a supporting role kind of guy, which is important. You need supporting roles. Like,
so
you can't,
he was a child in this movie?
Uh-huh. Yeah, he's probably like someone's son or something.
Okay.
Because in 1986, he was like 9.
Yeah.
8 or 9.
Okay.
Yeah, he was more a supporting role kind of guy, and those are super important. And he was in Beethoven 3 and 4. Did you ever see the Beethoven 3 and 4?
I remember those movies, but I couldn't tell you if I saw 3 and 4. Probably. I don't know.
I don't think I did, but I did look into, like,
they, like,
what...
they, all the same? I was like, Beethoven, you flash mud
in my
everywhere.
Notes, I'm like, he is a St. Bernard story about a family that adopts him, and all sorts of crazy stuff happens.
Yeah,
like, he gets in all these misadventures, and he drools on people.
Yeah.
So Joe was like the son in the movie, like the because it's usually the dad and the dog that are like the popular ones, and the mom's like, you guys, and then the kids. He was like the son.
Okay.
And he was also in Shiloh 2, like Shiloh season or something. It was the sequel to Shiloh. Shiloh the Beagle.
Oh, God, we loved some dog movies in the 90s.
I know. I was supportive of him being in dog movies. So, anyways, in 2003, a few years later, he was just kind of doing roles and stuff. He was super busy. He was getting a lot of roles, and he was in this movie, he was in a movie. I should have written it down, and he was one of the main characters, and it was, like, the season of Boys or something, and he was just... It was a small town 50s movie, and that was, like, one of his big roles. I really should have written it down. I didn't. But anyways, he was doing all these roles, and he was keeping a really good, clean Hollywood image, too, which I think is kind of important.
Well, he's also, like, young.
Yeah. At this point, he was, like, 2003, he was, like, 16.
Yeah, so.
So.
How much trouble can he really get in?
Yeah, exactly. But his family was just like, hey, maybe you should move back to Bremerton. And what was confusing to me was they wanted him to move back to Bremerton. He was like a minor. So was he living on his own?
I was just
Were they
ask,
living
like,
with him? Yes. I tried to find that out. And they don't discuss that. Because I'm like...
Maybe it's like his extended family.
Yeah, like maybe he was staying back there. Yeah, and I thought that was really interesting because I was like, wait, he's a minor. So yeah. Like, are they not living with him? Huh. And I'm wondering if one of them, they were like switching off times and they were ready to move back to Bremerton. So they're like, you should come back. But it wasn't like for any specific reason. It was just like...
Like they missed him.
Yeah. Why don't you just come home? And... I think they also just wanted him to kind of have, like, a normal life again.
Yeah.
And maybe get a quick break from Hollywood. And he did end up moving. But once you leave the industry, it's kind of hard to break back into it.
Sure.
Because we've seen the people who were, like, doing all these movies and they kind of disappeared and then you never saw them again.
Yeah.
I can't think of any great examples, but...
But, like, child stars, too, it's kind of like you have to be in it, like, until you're, like, an adult or something, you know?
Yeah. No, I agree. I think that's how a lot of people...
As, like, an adult actor.
He was he was in a movie with Jesse Plemons, and Jesse Plemons is in... Oh, gosh. He married Kirsten Dunst.
Okay.
He's kind of like this tall blonde guy. Hmm. He's in the movie Game Night. I'm sorry, people who probably, I think he's in,
I don't know if I know him.
Fargo? No, that's Kirsten Dunst. I don't know. You would know him if you saw him. He's one of those people that's like in a lot of stuff, but I can't think of like the big stuff he's in. I'm sure somebody's screaming at me right now, like, he's in that one thing. But Jesse Plemons and him did that movie, Season of the Boy or something like that. And Jesse Plemons like took off and stuff like that. And, he didn't as much. Are you looking him up?
Yeah, I want to look him up and I want to see what the movie is that you're talking
about. Yes, please do. Because it's, if you look at IMDb, we'll just pause for a second.
Oh, Jesse Plemons is in Killers of the Flower Moon?
Oh, yep.
Oh, okay, so this guy's like big.
Yes. Oh, good God. It's called Children on Their Birthdays.
The movie that he was in with...
The movie he was in with Jesse Plemons. And essentially, it's just...
Oh, this guy. He's kind of like a ginger.
The Isn't Joe Pitchler?
Like always like a bad guy? I feel like he's got a good bad guy face.
He does. He does play the bad guy.
Yeah.
He was in this movie called Game Night.
Oh, and yeah. He was in Black Mirror.
Yeah, he was the Star Trek episode. Okay, I didn't know if you'd know that.
Okay, I do recognize him. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay, yeah, you know, he's does play kind of a bad guy in a lot of stuff, but I heard he's, like, really nice.
Okay. Nice.
So he moved back to Bremerton, and he was just like, okay, I'll take a break. And yeah, it's hard to come back to the industry.
Is that what his plan was? Did he want to like take a break and then come back and like make it big?
Or? I don't know. It doesn't say.
Okay.
His plan was to go back. So I'm assuming maybe he didn't want to leave, but maybe he was like, oh, I need a break.
Yeah.
Because it's got to be a lot, just like constantly auditioning.
Right.
And yeah, in my notes, I was like, he's probably tired of all the auditions and all that stuff. And
it's probably not, it's not cheap to live in L.A.,
No, it's not.
Yeah. So if they're doing like a situation where maybe he's renting somewhere and they're kind of going back and forth, like that's got to be expensive.
So something that was really weird is, so I went to visit my friend that was living in LA and she lived in a one bedroom, one bath by herself.
Mm-hmm.
And it was actually, it was like downtown LA.
Oh, okay.
And she had a parking spot and she was paying like $1,800. Oh. And, I was living in DTC, and I had an apartment that was kind of the same setup.
Okay.
And I was also paying $1,800.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Which I thought was crazy, because it was like, mine was also one bedroom, one bath. I think mine was a little bit bigger, but...
Wow.
But I was kind of, that was always surprising me. I was like, only $1,800? That's kind of crazy. So, it's not entirely clear what he was doing for school in the meantime, why he was in LA, like when he was in LA,
right?
But he ended up graduating from Bremerton High School in 2005.
Okay.
So that's kind of another thing. You're like, oh yeah, he was like in school. So I'm wondering if he was doing like a online program or, you know.
Yeah.
But he ended up graduating, so good for him. So he stayed a little bit. And Joe kind of ended up taking like a normal teenage life, you know, kind of doing normal stuff. He ended up working as a telephone technician, something kind of just in that realm. And one thing that was really cool was he was 18, but all the money he made from making movies, he was able to have his own place.
Oh, cool.
So he picked like he had an apartment and it was kind of across town from his family, but Bremerton's not massive. So it was probably like our situation. Like we kind of live on the other side, but it's not like crazy far from each other.
Yeah.
And he would have friends come over, and something they really enjoyed playing was Magic the Gathering.
Okay.
So Magic the Gathering, I've been told, I know nothing about it, is like Pokemon cards for adults. Like, oh. It's more in the, it's not critters.
It's not like it's a, like, board game?
Yeah, it's like the castles and stuff like that.
Okay.
I don't, it's not a board game, it's like a card game. And that's all I know about it, is it's a card game, and people have described it as Pokemon for adults. I'm like, okay, I don't want.
So they, like, battle. There's creatures that battle.
Yeah, there's different cards that have different powers.
Okay.
If you play Magic the Gathering and want to tell us about it, mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. Anyways, because I don't know. Sounds like you're like, yep, sounds good.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So he still had the passion for acting, and he wanted to go back to Hollywood eventually and go back into acting, but he decided to wait until his braces were off, which...
Fair.
Very fair. Yeah, absolutely. And he was just living in Washington for the now, but it wasn't going to be his future.
Okay.
He was going to go back to LA, and he was going to break into the industry and become, you know, a lead actor. So I'm not 100% sure on exact dates, but a few days after New Year's in 2006, Joe and his friends were playing Magic the Gathering, and I think it was at his apartment. It's not entirely clear, but it just sounded like it was happening at his apartment, and like, where else are they going to go? And they were having a chill night, and Joe was kind of drunk at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said he was in really good spirits and he was just having a good time. And this was like a few days after New Year's, so probably sometime in January or February. It wasn't long after New Year's. And his friends left for the evening, and it seems like he continued drinking heavily after they left.
Ooh.
Which is really scary.
Okay.
And it also seemed his mood kind of changed a little bit.
Oh.
And they only know this because at 4 a.m, he called one of his really good friends. And his friend said that he was inconsolable, like, oh, just crying.
Uh-oh.
So, obviously he was going through something. Like, who knows if that was, like, internal, external, but just he wasn't doing good. And his friend was trying to console him.
And he wasn't saying, like, what it was about? He was just crying?
He was just crying.
Oh.
And that's what his friend says. And then he's like, I have to go. I'll call you back in an hour.
In an hour? Okay.
And he never called the friend back in an hour. And I'm sure the friend was like, oh, he was drunk. He probably passed out.
Yeah.
Which is totally what I would be like.
Yeah.
I'm probably like, thank God. So the next day, his family became very concerned because he wasn't answering phone calls.
Uh-oh.
So luckily he was in the same city as them, as I've mentioned.
Yeah.
But they went over to his apartment. It was super weird. The lights were all on and the front door was unlocked.
Ooh.
And he wasn't in there. And some reports say there were Magic the Gathering cards all over his apartment. Some say it wasn't.
Okay.
So I just want to report that. Like, that's kind of weird that there would be cards. But I'm assuming if he was drinking, he's probably like, bah.
Yeah, or maybe he's like flinging them around, yeah, or something.
So they were even more concerned after this because he would never leave his apartment door unlocked. And he probably wouldn't leave the lights on. But they did the most logical thing, and they kind of just hung out at his apartment waiting for him to come back. Because, like, what if he just, like, ran out and got something to eat
yeah,
and just was coming back? Because that's what I would assume. Like, if we were, like, worried about, like, somebody and we, like, went to their place, we'd probably, like, oh, they went and got food and they just left their phone or whatever. And, or they just weren't answering their phone. So after a few hours, they left because he wasn't coming back. And then they also locked the door behind them.
Hmm.
So the family decided to round themselves up and a few of his close friends to help them look for him because, I mean, they filed a missing persons report, but nothing was really getting done. But one of Joe's brothers was in the car with, I don't know if it was the friend Joe called the night previous, but it was one of Joe's really good friends. And they were kind of talking about, like, the other night, and it felt like, Joe's brother said it felt like the friend immediately just drove to Joe's car, which was parked at the backside of a restaurant.
Hmm.
He said it was just like, exactly. And his friend thought that was really strange that he just pretty much drove to his car.
Okay.
But I went with this. Okay. So, like, when you go to Park Meadows, I don't go to Park Meadows very often. Do you park in the same spot every time?
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm thinking maybe they went to this restaurant area And they,
that's where they and always
he
parked. Park.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, maybe he's there. So I don't want to like harp on that too much because it could be like the friends hung out at the certain spot.
And did they go to that restaurant a lot? Like, is that no, one of their go-tos?
That wasn't mentioned. But I'm thinking, but it was near a pier. So I'm thinking maybe. And that's where I was like, oh, that is weird. They went to the cart. And I was like, but think about like when you go to the mall, you park at the same spot. So maybe his friend just was like, oh, I could do that.
Yeah.
But again, who knows? And it was, yeah, random restaurant parking lot. Not really sure what kind of restaurant, but anyways. But when they got to the card, this was reported across the board that there were Magic the Gathering cards all over his car.
What?
And there was also like vomit.
Inside or on it?
Just strewn about in the car. Oh, that's no. Why I said it was sort of reported, but not fully in the apartment. Mm-hmm. But it was definitely like in the car, just strewn about.
And vomit?
Yeah. So, yeah, they found more gathering cards. And they found some poetry.
Oh, God.
And they found a very suspicious-sounding note.
Oh, no. What did it say?
I couldn't find the note anywhere. But the note essentially said something like, he wished he was a stronger big brother to his youngest brother. Because if you remember, he was the fourth or fifth. And he said he wanted his brother to have some of his belongings.
Oh, fuck.
Which to me sounds more like a suicide note.
Yeah.
Than just, and the handwriting was like slanted, like kind of like.
He was also drunk, so.
Well, and his family said that that's not a suicide note. He likes poetry. Yeah, I said the same
thing.
Did
it rhyme?
No.
Okay.
Did it rhyme?
I mean, it doesn't have to rhyme.
No, I get what you're saying. But his family was like, no, that's his poetry. That's Joe. And to me, I was listening to that, and I'm like, I mean, I don't, like, probably they're in denial.
Obviously, we don't know him, but, like, also, like, guys, come on.
But they also were like, it's not a suicide note because he didn't say goodbye in it. A lot of the time, they don't.
Well, he kind of implied it, but sure. Whatever.
Yeah. So, okay. But the police also saw this as a suicide note.
Yeah.
So.
It's not looking good.
Yeah. So, Bremerton is surrounded by water. It kind of feels like it has like a small town island feel. Not like an island, like there's sand everywhere and drinks and stuff like that. But it's just kind of like a little island feel. But it is connected to Seattle. So, there was water everywhere. That's why I tell that. Mm-hmm. There's piers and stuff like that. And the police assumed, because where he had parked was close to water, and the police assumed he had gone to a bridge and just jumped off.
Oh, God.
Which...
That's so sad.
With all the stuff that's seen, it sounds logical.
Sure.
He's inconsolable to a friend. He has a note. He parked somewhere random. Like,
near a pier.
Yeah. Yeah. So... It doesn't necessarily mean anything, but I can understand why the cops would kind of think that.
Sure.
And his family was like, that doesn't sound like him. He was always in a good mood. And I'm like, guys, how many people have we seen that we were shocked that they had committed suicide because they were always happy?
Yeah. People can put on a front. People can, you know, make it seem like they're okay when they're not okay. Like, that's not like... abnormal.
Yeah, to me that's where I was like,
okay,
I understand not wanting to come to that conclusion,
but he also did have future plans.
Exactly. And there is some stuff that was a little bit sketchy, and I'll get to that. So but the police said, you know, maybe his body will wash up in a few days.
Oh.
And then the police were like, we didn't say that. And then the family's like, they did. So who really knows what was said? So the cops stopped searching, and they pretty much just were like, yep, he committed suicide, case closed.
Oh.
That's what happened.
That's
sorry, family. Weird. And it's like,
it's not really detective work to be like, well, all the pieces fit, but like, we still don't really know.
We don't have a body. Yeah, we don't have a body.
That's, I mean, as much as like one avenue may make sense, there's nothing that's proving that that happened.
Yeah, and they...
You have to continue investigating.
Oh, the family was, like, essentially said that. So the police did come over to the apartment, and the sister was at the apartment to let the police in. Mm-hmm. She said they were there for less than 5 minutes.
Wow.
But also, I don't, what were they looking for is what I don't know. I'm wanting to
literally
know.
Anything.
Yeah. So that's where I was like, well, what
but were they But if they're only there for 5 minutes, like, are they even really looking, or are they just doing a, oh, well, we came and we looked, kind of like check that box so that the family would like shut up.
Okay, so this all sounds like suicide to me, but here's some things that sound a little bit fishy.
Okay.
So like I've said, Joe loved Magic the Gathering, and the cars were strewn about his apartment and his car. Mostly his car. The car's for sure. The apartment's like alleged. And he had some very valuable cards, and those were missing. They were never able to find the valuable cards.
Who's killing people over fucking Magic cards? I'm sorry. Like,
I agree with you, but that is weird.
Yeah.
That is weird that only his valuable ones were missing.
Sure.
And who knows, friends could have taken them. But again, that's weird.
Maybe he hid them somewhere special.
And a black glove was found next to the driver's door on the ground outside the car.
Weird.
And the car was unlocked.
Hmm.
So that's weird.
Okay.
And like I mentioned, there was also vomit in the car, but they didn't do any forensic testing on it.
So they didn't even know if it was his?
Yeah.
They just assumed it was his?
Yeah.
I mean, like, it's probably his, but like...
But if there's no body, you might want to check that just to make sure.
For sure.
Because who knows? And also, like...
And wouldn't that tell you, like...
But if he's throwing up, how is he able to walk? Yeah.
There's, like... I don't know if it can tell, like, how much your alcohol level
is. To see if he even was drunk, and they could have said he sounded drunk, and it might have not even been him who called his friend. Who knows?
Hmm.
It could have been set up as something.
Weird.
So that's something that's really sketchy, is they didn't check it. But yeah, like, he was drinking, so logically you'd be like, oh yeah, he threw up, he shouldn't have been driving, but again... But, yeah, no forensic evidence picked up in the car, not even just, like, on the vomit, like, other things. They didn't do anything from the cards to see if somebody grabbed them from him. Who knows? And I think they just made up their mind. So...
Shitty.
So, a few theories that surfaced where people thought maybe he went back to L.A., but he did have a successful career, so why
Without
would he
his
just
car?
Start... Yeah, why would he start a new life in L.A.? I mean, he was already successful. He was in movies,
how
so why
would that
he...
be? Like, let me start over as a new life, and like, but when you see me in movies, you'll fucking recognize my face. Like,
yeah, I thought that was a stupid
theory.
That makes
no sense.
I can understand why you would like say maybe,
no,
but it wouldn't make
stupid.
Sense. Like, I could see people like trying to find something, like grasping for something. But
no.
It's like he already had a successful career, so it would be kind of silly to start anew. You know?
Yeah. No.
Because, like, also you could be like, I was in Shiloh, I was in Beto, go watch them, tell me what you
right.
think.
Right, like, that's your, like...
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I thought that was kind of a goofy theory, but, I mean, it's worth it to mention that's what people were saying. And, you know, his family was wanting him to stay in Bremerton, so they were like, well, maybe he went back to L.A., why his family thought he was in Bremerton. That, I'm like, I still don't think that's what happened,
no.
but I think it's worth mentioning. You know, in a lot of people, every story I've told, because this is my fourth missing guy story, all the stories I've said, like, they're like, he started a new life, you know, for all those. So, of course, I had to add in the maybe he started a new life. And, yeah, he already had a successful Hollywood career. It'd be kind of silly to start a new life. So, on the message boards, and keep in mind, this is just on the message boards, so this is, like, so not... cooperated by anything, but a girl that he was either dating or about to date or ex or something came to his parents' house and said that she knew where his car was and removed anything that might embarrass the family.
What does that mean?
His mom said, tried to find more information. She's like, don't
embarrass
worry about
the
it.
Family. What the fuck does that mean?
I know. I'm like, what if somebody said, I took Keith's car, like, what would you do if, like, Keith disappeared, I came over, I was like, yeah, I just got rid of everything that would embarrass the family.
That
and then
makes
I'm like,
literally no sense.
Gosh, look at the time, I have to go. Like,
what?
It's so, it makes no sense. And, again, this was not confirmed, this is just something that was, like, on the message board, so who knows if that actually happened. But, if that is true, that takes the suicide note to a definite, like, suspicious circumstances.
Yeah.
Because, like, what embarrassing to the family thing could possibly be in the car? Right?
Right.
I can't think of anything. I
mean, he's already got his magic, the dragon cards or whatever the fuck.
Magic the Gathering.
Oh, whatever.
Puff the magic dragon. It's fine.
I mean, like, there's, I just can't think of anything that would be like, that's embarrassing.
Oh, God. Thank you for removing that. You embarrassed the entire family. Yeah, like, right? What? Okay, I was like, I maybe Danae could be like, oh, yeah.
That sounds like something that, like, someone put on the boards and, like, there was absolutely no basis for
I could see, like, and know? I'm saying, I could see this is from Kim's mind. This isn't from anything. Like, if he had a meth pipe and he had, like, an actual drug habit.
Oh,
that I could understand more. That's just what popped into my head.
Yeah.
But again, like.
But why would you remove that?
You would want.
I don't know. And
I
how
guess,
would you know?
I guess
and
I could understand.
Like, I just, it doesn't really, like, make sense. You're like, oh, he disappeared, and then I was like, I'll go remove some shit from his car. Like, what?
Well, that would show that you knew he had plans to do something to himself, too.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. Like, if she removed stuff from the car, well, why do you know you needed to remove stuff from the car?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's just, that's what I'm saying. Like, none of it's cooperated, so take it with a grain of salt, but I think that's worth mentioning.
Hmm.
Anyways, but, you know, it's just really sad because he never got to get the career he really wanted. He did get a chance to star in movies, which is great because a lot of people don't ever get that opportunity. But,
and they never found any remains or, like, any shoes or, like, anything in the water?
Nothing. Nothing.
That's crazy.
And maybe stuff was found, but they didn't connect it to
him.
Sure,
yeah.
So, but yeah, and you know, in water too, bodies disintegrate, essentially. Yeah. So it could have been, you know, like at this point, I would be, the only way we would find anything now is if he did, like, disappear and, you know, like, started a new life, which I absolutely don't think what happened, but
no.
Yeah. But I do want to say, this isn't a story we ever hear. Like, I've never heard the story. So thank you, Trasa, for sending it our way. But if you know anything about Joe, well, this saved me from another story that was not very interesting. I'm not going to say what story it is because that's messed up. But this one, the other one was just, it wasn't, I don't know. The detective work was just weird on it and it just didn't make any sense. And I was like, I could tell the story and confuse everyone because I was confused listening to it.
Yeah.
But this one was like much more like, it made more sense and it was easier to tell because there are some stories where there's so many conflicting information on all sources. But yeah, if you guys know anything that happened, please contact the Bremerton, Washington Police Department because it would be great to give the family some answers.
Yeah.
Because it's been almost 20 years.
That's crazy.
2006.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just, it sounds like suicide, sure. Like it does to me. But
it's also like
you
why,
need
though?
To, but you owe it to him to make sure
yeah.
that you know. Like, granted, without a body, you never truly know mm-hmm. for sure. But I think, like, not he did a disservice to the family by not doing a search of the apartment and, you know, checking fingerprints, see if somebody that
yeah,
like
what?
Wasn't involved in the usual group was there.
Yeah,
because also his door was unlocked, somebody could have forced him into the car, he might have not even been driving. Who knows?
Hmm.
So that's something too. Like, it sounds like he left in a hurry, did it not?
Yeah.
So somebody could have come
drunk
in.
And,
yeah.
Like, didn't lock his door.
Sure. Yeah. There's so many different, like, moving pieces. But yeah. So I just hope this gets figured out. They know something because that sucks for the family just wondering, like, what happened.
Yeah.
Disappearance cases are so awful because it's like you never truly get peace until it's, like, solved. I love when, like, missing persons cases get solved, though, because the family at least, like, has something.
Totally.
But, yeah.
But, yeah, we'll post on Instagram pictures of him and maybe some of the movies he's in.
Mm-hmm.
So go to our Instagram. We're Mysterious Mavens Pod on Instagram.
If you want to, like, email us, like, if you know anything about Magic the Gathering, send us some information.
Yeah.
Or suggestions. Like I said, today was a suggestion. I really appreciated it because sometimes we just don't know what we can talk about too. So that always helps. And we're mysteriousmavenspod@gmail.com. We also have Facebook and TikTok. So
find us on social.
Yeah, find us somewhere. But yeah.
Until next time, friends.
Self-care for yourselves.
Bye.
Bye.